I've got some bad news for the north. This reopening of that bit of State Highway 1 they've been working on at the Brindewans, that's on hold now as they deal with an active slip. It's already been closed, of course, since mid-February. Supposed to be open in a couple of weeks' time. Vince Cocorillo is the Whangarei District Mayor and is with us. Vince, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Did you always have a sense this was going to happen? I just looked at that and I looked at it's a clean-up job and I thought something's going to go wrong here.
Look, we always are aware that the Brindewans was an unstable site. So we knew it was unstable. NZTA or Auckland basically said to us, look, they can get the job done, they can get it widened. This is the time frame they had. One of the things they did put in their program is they put in about 4 weeks of rain in their program. Now, they've been very, very lucky this time. They've had no rain effectively until the last couple of weekends. But the slips have happened.
Yeah.
So it's and they've moved, you know, before the slips, they moved 160,000 cubic metres of soil. That's basically 100,000 more cubics than they were going to move.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things. They were working on the slip, working on the site, and now it's another slip's happened.
Yeah, I suppose from that point it's heartbreaking, isn't it? You think you've got it done and then you haven't. Having said that, do you have any sort of understanding of how bad it is and whether they're on top of it or whether they still don't know?
Oh, look, they had the first slip on Friday, and then yesterday a big one happened, which is approximately 40,000 cubic metres of soil have now got to move. They are trying to work out how far back they need to take the slip back, or take the slope back, so that it doesn't slip again. Because I don't know if you've seen the video footage the soil's just moving like it is sand.
Yeah.
That's how unstable it is. So
that's what I was asking originally. It's just got that whole this isn't going to end well type vibe about it. What's the effect or has been for you guys in the region, and how much worse does it get?
Oh, look, Mike, during winter is usually the time when you've got all your trucks driving backwards and forwards from Auckland to Whangarei or Whangarei to Auckland. And, your produce, all that side of things. Look, that's the good thing is we've got the Papara Oakley Road, we've got the Waipu Cove Road, and we've got State Highway 12. The links are still open. They do mean the trip is slower. So if anyone's travelling, we are saying, look, just take your time. It's an extra half an hour. In some situations, like, after Anzac weekend, it was an hour going back down to Auckland.
Mm.
However, the roads are still there, and just take your time there. They can be used. The big thing from us in Northland, and what we're finding is everywhere else in the country, they think Northland's closed. It's not closed. We're still open. Good. You've just got to take your time coming up.
Exactly. There are alternatives. Vince, appreciate it very much. Go well, and I feel bad for you. Vince Cocorillo, but what do you do when the earth moves? The earth moves, doesn't it?
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.